murdered Prince Farai after dinner because he owed them like $250.
I'll cover that.
It was that kind of neighborhood. He was, by all reports, a gentle and good man. He had just finished having dinner with his family. And there were people hanging out around the house, and they came in.
Wow.
And he died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. His songs move me because his love of all people is so deep. I know that's a corny thing to say, but that's really how I feel. And I was in a hotel room in Seattle listening to his stuff, thinking how sad I was that so many worthless people get to go right on living, and a good man like Prince Farai, whose original stage name was King Cry Cry, because he would sometimes be singing about Jah Rastafari and would be so moved by his feeling for God that he would start crying on the mic, and they would have to stop the tape and wind back and ask him to do another take because you can't have a person just break down in tears while he's singing. And I thought, what a wonderful person. I'm sorry that he got killed, so I wrote him this song. Long dinner with some friends, way out in Portmore. Servants of the Pharaoh, slipping through an open door, all business. Bearing knives and zip guns. So get on the floor now, every last one, every last one. The heat drifts across the land. If I forget you, Israel, let me forget my right hand. And on the floor, Michael James Williams feels his fingers start to freeze, and the whole scene's like a movie. Paramedics on their knees, try your whole life to be righteous and be good. Wind up on your own floor, choking on blood. The heat drifts the land. If I forget you, oh Israel, let me forget my right hand. Still smells like onions when the ambulance arrives. Gabriel in postal blue loads up the car and drives down to Spanish Town. About 3 miles away, where will the wicked run to on that last day? On that last day, the heat drifts across the land. If I forget you, oh Israel, let me forget my right hand, my right. tell you, I've been having a rough time, and the other day, oh, this is a shameful thing to admit that I'll be hearing about on every corner theater in about 4 days, but I was doing whatever I could to drag myself out of the pit that I was sitting in, and so I thought, you know who I miss is Mr. Rogers. I think I'll go look at that footage of him asking for funding from Congress. Have you guys seen that? For those of you who haven't, he was a still fairly young guy with this idea for a TV show, and he was a children's therapist, and he went in front of the Senate, I think, not Congress, and to ask for funding because they were getting ready to cut public television's funding. And he did this Jedi mind tricks thing on him where he just, but all he was doing was being himself, you know. He just went up, you know, and the senator said, "All right, Rogers, you got your 15 minutes." And he says, "Thank you so much. I have to tell you that the emotional lives of children are very important to me." And you can feel the vibe just go through the Senate. It's like Mr. Rogers is about to own all of you. And when he gets done with you, you will. So I was doing that, right? I was looking at watching that footage. And then just now when I finished playing that song, I thought, you know, I can't say it better than Mr. Rogers did. Neighbors, you make each day a special day for me. So thank you so much for coming. Now let me play one last hateful song about people who are divorcing each other, and we'll all get some rest.